This is Ben Luters coming to you live from the How Interactive Design Conference. Actually, it's over now. It was all finished off by Terry White from Adobe. Terry White is the worldwide design evangelist for Adobe products, and he just gave a riveting presentation about Adobe Muse. I know many of our listeners have never heard of Adobe Muse, and so I was wondering if Terry could kind of just explain to us what Adobe Muse is. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thank you. So, what's Adobe Muse? Well, first of all, the reason your users probably never heard of it, because it is a new product, and it's not officially released yet. It's in public beta. But what it is it's a designer's web creation tool. Now, you're probably thinking, well, Adobe already has web creation tools like Dreamweaver and Flash and Fireworks and everything in the web publishing suite. And those tools are geared for professionals, but web professionals. The typical graphic designer, or especially the typical print designer, doesn't have a background in HTML coding or coding of any kind. So what Muse is it's kind of the InDesign for the web. In other words, I place graphics and text, I use style sheets, I use master pages, and I can build an entire website using the concepts that I've been using in print for years and years and years, but have a modern tool that builds HTML5, CSS3, JavaScript, and jQuery.
So I can already imagine some of our listeners thinking, isn't this just another Dreamweaver? So can you explain to me the differences between Dreamweaver and Muse? And is Muse trying to replace Dreamweaver, or is this a separate thing?
All right. So the biggest difference probably between Dreamweaver and Muse is that in Dreamweaver, you can get right in anytime you want and get nitty-gritty with the code. Those are the kinds of things designers don't ever want to have to do. Dreamweaver is a professional tool, so there's no limits. Think of it as Photoshop. There really isn't any limits on what you can do to those pixels. So there's no limits on what you can do to the code, and Muse will never replace that. But what Muse is for is the people that would never use Dreamweaver. In other words, the people that think Dreamweaver's hard, or they never want to, you know, they never really thought they could learn HTML, and they don't want to work with the code. They just want a graphical tool that will build a website, and they're off and running.
Wow, that's a great explanation. So in Muse, can you not get into the code if you want to?
In Muse, you do not access the code. Now, that doesn't mean you can't use code. There are code snippets you can go grab. For example, today I showed how to embed a YouTube video. I went to YouTube, grabbed the embed code, popped it in a window inside of Muse, and next thing you know, there was a video on my page ready to play, even in Muse in the preview. So you can use code, but you're not going to actually be editing the code that Muse does. If the first minute you say, I want to edit the code, then Dreamweaver's your product.
Now, I've known some code monkeys that have complained about Dreamweaver over the years because the code that it produces, you know, can be messy. In Dreamweaver's defense, these are guys that have used Dreamweaver years ago, and I'm sure it's improved now to some degree. I'm just curious, is the code that Muse generates, is it going to be clean? Is it going to be something that a bona fide code monkey would look at and say, this is good code?
It's funny you should say that. That came up during the Q&A at the end, and my feeling on that is that a code monkey, as you call them, or a person who's heavy into code, is never going to be satisfied not only with Dreamweaver, Muse, or any other tool that makes code, because that's what they do. They write code by hand, and it's an art form. It's looking at it and saying, this mechanical tool will never brush the strokes that I would brush with my hand if I were a painter. So this mechanical Muse tool will never generate code as good as I would want it to be. So I even look at coders that look at each other's code and say that guy doesn't know what he's doing. So if you ask me, will a coder ever be happy with Muse? Most likely not. But those people, you know, when I say those people, coders would never be happy with any machine-generated code. Show me one that is.
I was watching most of your presentation from out in the lobby, and some of the people sitting around me were more on the code end of things, and they were kind of rolling their eyes like, oh, we don't need this Adobe Muse. Now, myself, I come from a print background, and I was totally blown away and tweeting about this, like, this could be an amazing thing. And so I was just wondering, how did you perceive the reaction was today? Because I know that a lot of people here are those print guys that are totally afraid of the web. So how did you think it was received well?
I think it was received very well by the intended market. So again, the coder, the person that's sitting there, like you said, rolling their eyes or thinking, oh my God, this will never be usable or good. That's not the market for Muse. It never was. It never will be. So those folks will always want to do it themselves, and more power to you. That's why we didn't take away Dreamweaver. That's why this is not to replace Dreamweaver or any manual coding. This is, again, for the person who says, I will never write my own HTML. Help me, Adobe, have a tool that will build it for me. If you're the one that's going to say, oh, that code is not quite, then it's not your product.
Well, Terry White, Worldwide Design Evangelist, I think that is good news for us print designers. You said it's in beta right now, so anybody can download it?
Right. It'll be in beta until the beginning of next year sometime. So it's free to use. There's no limits. You can build as many sites as you want. You can play with it. You can, for those of you who want to look at the code, can go look at the code after you export it. You can do whatever you want. It's a free beta, and we're improving it along the way. So even with the initial reaction from that from the web developer community who really thought the initial code was heavy, we've already optimized it a couple times to make it that much better. Again, I don't think it'll ever be as good as they would want it to be, but again, that means it's not your product.
So after it's done with beta, do you guys have an approximate price tag on this product?
It's all there on muse.adobe.com, the whole pricing structure.
All right, that's muse.adobe.com. Go ahead and download the beta version. Play around with it. We at 36 Point would love to hear if you like it, if you don't like it, if there's, you know, positives and minuses. Personally, I'm very excited about this, again, as a print designer, and I like that they're sticking with, you know, their market. They know who they're marketing towards and who they're not marketing towards. So, Terry White, I just want to thank you for being on the program, and hope you get some rest.
All right, thanks.
And we're back. I am joined by Cami Rutkowski, is that how we say it? And Paige Clark. Cami is the Senior Art Director of a Seattle, Washington-based organization, Group Health Cooperative, and Paige Clark is a graphic designer at Group Health. Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, have either of you, well, we'll start with Cami. Cami, have you benefited from the How Interactive Design Conference?
Yes, very much. Actually, we've had a great time here these last 3 days. We're both print designers, Paige and I, and so a lot of the topics that were discussed at this conference really spoke to us and filled in a lot of the blanks for us and helped us understand that we don't have to be coders to be web designers, so we're very excited.
That was from Jose's talk, wasn't it?
Yes.
A lot of people on the show love that, finding out that this guy who's been in interactive design for 15 years doesn't code his own stuff. That's pretty empowering to us lowly print designers. So on that topic of print designers trying to make the leap into web, I was just talking to you two, and you both seemed really excited about this new Adobe Muse program. And so I was just wondering, Paige, if you could share with us why you're excited about it and what your reaction to Muse is.
Well, it seems like exactly like InDesign, you're just adding more interactivity into it. And I think print designers a lot of times are nervous about the word template. And so, you know, as a print designer trying to find any kind of shortcut to coding, like a WordPress situation or something, when the word template comes up, it's like you really want, it sounds like you're using someone else's idea. It sounds like it's iStock or something like that, you know, the word template. And you want to make something that's differentiated, that's your own, that's unique. So what's interesting is the Muse, it puts it all, instead of you going to, I know it's in an Adobe cloud, so there's that, but it feels like you have all the controls within the actual application, and you can add HTML to customize it, and it doesn't feel like a template. It feels like, oh, something that you can create and express, you know, what you need to in it. I don't know.
K- Cami, what was your reaction like to Muse?
When I got done seeing the presentation, I was like, I need to go fire up my laptop right now and download this and build a website this weekend. It was just very exciting because it lets print designers leverage the information and the knowledge they already have in InDesign into a website rather quickly. So it's pretty exciting.
So let me back up just a second here. Why are you two here at the conference? What were you hoping to get out of it? And did your company send you here? Or?
No, they didn't, actually. We had to pay our own way to come here. And I think it says a lot about our team. We had one other person here, Elizabeth Fredrickson. She's already flown back to Seattle. But, yes, the three of us came out with the hopes of really finding out what are the things that we really need to know, not just in terms of, not just in terms of do we need to code or not, but what is the process for building websites? And I think one of the things the conference really did well was it talked about process, and it talked about building things in low fidelity ways, using paper to, suss out user interface flows and workflows and such. So,
and also it talked about the big picture and how important content and strategy is before you even start to do anything. So it was really nice to see all the case studies of the different people who presented, to see actually how their workflow happens and how to get clients to sign off on things in a structural and conceptual way early, so that you're not making a million different versions later, you know. So I just loved that process. Because normally what happens is, or I should say not normally, but for me what has happened is there's this feeling of, oh, I better update my skills, and so I go take a Dreamweaver shop. Dreamweaver class, or I take a WordPress class or whatever, and it's so granular. You know, and it's so specific, like, oh, it's just about, like, your skills and what you can do, when actually a lot of the conference was about collaboration and working in teams and process and strategy before you decide the strategy first before you even decide what's going to happen next, and collaborating with the client and everything, so.
That was definitely something that I took away as well. I'm someone who's worked a lot on my own, trying to do everything, and I kind of went through this phase earlier this year where I felt like I really need to know, you know, all HTML and CSS and do all this all myself. And it was actually a real breath of fresh air to see just an emphasis put on collaboration and, you know, working as a team, the multidisciplinary kind of team thing. So that was very cool. I'm curious, does Group Health, are they having you do more and more web? Is that one of the reasons why you came?
Yeah, well, actually, last year in December, our boss asked us to get more digital experience coming into 2011. And so, as Paige said, we took a number of classes this year, such as HTML and CSS and WordPress and various classes such as that. And what we both found is that taking one class didn't really help us understand the process or the workflow of, you know, getting into web design. And so I think that what this conference has done is it's really bridging the gap of the whole big picture, from concept to collaboration to workflow to concept flow. I mean, just things that we never even thought about, and we were able to see best practices that people are using today instead of guessing, well, how do you do this stuff? So when you take a class, you learn one little thing, but when you come to a conference like this, you see the full big picture, and then you have access to the people who are doing best practices, and then when the conference is over at the end of the day, there's great Q&A sessions where if something wasn't covered, you can ask the question of the panel. And to me, the Q&As were almost as important as the individual presentations for that reason. And then after that, you had an opportunity to network with the conference participants, and it was just a great way to meet wonderful people from all over the country who are in a similar situation as you, where everybody's just trying to learn this stuff. So it's been really, this conference really exceeded my expectations.
What a positive note to end on. I'm so glad that I ran into you two. I really wanted, you know, some conference goers to kind of wrap things up in a very, you know, optimistic way. And I don't think I could have asked for two better interviewees. So, Cammie and Paige, thank you so much for being on the Reflex Blue Show. Please check us out at 36point.com. And I just want to shout out to all my Omaha friends and family. Thanks for sending me out here, Donovan, to report the Interactive Design Conference. It's been a lot of fun. And I'll see you guys in Omaha on Saturday.
Thank you.